And on an extra community connection this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Davin Tackett from Just Between Friends. And you've got your fall and winter sales event coming up in just, two and a half weeks. Good morning, Davin. How's everything for Just Between Friends?
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's I would like it to, you know, stay out of the 90s and 100s, but the calendar says it's August. So, you know, you got to kind of expect that sort of thing.
It is, and it is very hard to wrap your mind around selling totes in August. But that's about what we're ready to do at Just Between Friends.
So you're going to have some coats and stuff in there, and somebody's going to walk in and say, hey, can I try it on? And you're going to look at them and say, really? It's 95 degrees outside, right?
I don't think they're going to want to try it on. But we will have, you know, besides coats, we're going to have everything for back to school, which is unusual for this sale.
Right.
Because in the spring, we don't do that. But, you know, all the uniforms, all the backpacks, all the lunch pails, all the sporting equipment, anything that you need for back to school, we'll also have at our sales event.
And this is, I'm trying to think of how many years that I've been associated with doing an interview with you. I think it's around four. But you kids' clothes and toys and cribs and all sorts of things that are usually part of the JBF sale, I assume you're going to have some of that stuff as well.
We'll always have all of our baby stuff. That's really how Just Between Friends got started, is really with newborn things, because I had a four-year-old and a one-year-old when we started. And it was really to recoup money for my family. So really, Just Between Friends is a way that a family can kind of have their own business. It's like reclothing your children every year for free. I worked up something for your radio station because I listen to it, and I'm always fascinated by the numbers and things that are going on in the world and the things that affect individual families. And it's hard for a family to make extra money, to find a way to make extra money when you're already working your full-time job.
Exactly.
Just Between Friends can do that.
Well,
so,
okay.
And that's kind of why we started it. It's because I was a stay-home mom, and my husband was a reporter, and so we had to live off of his income. And so if you work it out like this, so Just Between Friends is a way for a family in the community to resell their gently used items. All we do is set up a big store, and at home, they register on their computer at tulsa.jbsl.com. So you have an account now.
Sounds easy so far.
You just collect your items that you no longer want or can use. You prep them. So you hang them, make sure they don't have stains, clean the toys. Then you tag them. It's all done online. You just, easy. Put it in description, put in a price, put in a size. Then all you do is print it off on cardstock. I mean, it is so easy. Cut it, pin it on the item, you're done.
That's too easy, Javin.
Yeah. And I estimate that a family, an average family of two children, it can take them up to 3 days if you work 2 hours a day. So 2 hours a day for 3 days, the whole family can get involved. That's 6 hours of work. And you can tag about 100 to 150 items in that time. The average two-kid family at our sales event brings home a check of $400. And they do that twice a year.
Wait a minute. You tag your stuff. You work about 6 hours total. You gather your stuff and make sure it's the way you would want to buy it. And then you take it to the sale and you come back with $600. That's a great deal.
Well, it's about $400.
Okay, either way.
An average family of two. If you have an average family of four, that's $800 to $1,000. Well, you know how expensive it is to rebuy your children's items for the next season. Well, you can see that as, you know, insurance, a safety belt, if you will, to get a jump start on doing that. And I'm like, okay, so at $400 a check, you work 6 hours. I don't know many people that make $66 an hour.
No, not, I mean, you know, Westbrook is getting more than that, but most of us are getting, you know, something, I'll say something less than that. So that's good.
Yes, it is good. It makes me happy.
And so it's pretty easy, really, then, and this is stuff you're trying to get rid of anyway, right?
Stuff that you cannot use because your children have outgrown it, or they're in the next season of clothes, or they're getting pickier and they know exactly what they do want. And so you don't have a choice as a family. You have to get rid of it. And I know some people, there are lots of ways to resell your stuff. I know that. But I am saying, for safety, for ease, to get the whole family involved, fun, and things that you buy at Just Between Friends always 100% of the time benefits another family in your community.
That's the nice thing about this thing. I mean, everybody can say, okay, I can shop garage sales, or I can do this, or clip coupons and watch sale flyers when I'm buying new stuff. But you're going to a sale where other people are also trying to market their clothes that their kids have outgrown. And I can remember growing up, and I never really thought about it at the time. I just knew that I was, getting clothes from a friend of the family who had a boy who was 4 years older than me, so I was getting the stuff he couldn't use. But yes. This is a great deal.
It is a great deal. It's really the new way to pass things down. It really is. When your family, like I said, they're finished with it, and they're thinking, what do I do with this now? We have a whole lot of stuff that really needs to leave the house. It's just an easy way to do it. It's safe. It's convenient. And I say try it all. I mean, bring it to Just Between Friends. Sell 90% of it. And then what you have left over, we like to donate to emergency infant services. And so then we're passing it on and paying it forward one more time. And we can donate all the items for them if the family chooses.
Well, and that's a great deal, because you know it's going to somebody who is definitely going to need this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, Devin, but I assume by donating those items to Child Infant Services, there's a tax deduction for the value of the clothes.
Yes, and so the family, once they set up an account, our tagging system is very robust. I mean, people don't realize you can go and filter your tags for donated tags. And so any items that you donated that weren't sold, you just print off a report, and there it is for your taxes. It's very easy. You can also keep your items from sale to sale. We have other Just Between Friends. You can take them to other sales events. It's really up to you. If you want to donate to your charity, you can still run that same report. Mm-hmm. It's a donate slip, and you can put it down for the charity that you donated to. You can watch your sales grow. So as you're putting in your stuff for tagging, you watch it as it increases in price, because you may want to hit a certain price. I want to make $400 a sale. And so you watch it as you tag things. And during the sales event, as we sell things every night, it is updated. You go to your account, you see what you sold that day. And so it is a very robust, like I said, it's a little secondary business for a family.
Well, yeah, that's exactly the way I was about ready to say. You have set this up the way a business would be run, so you can basically get the day's sales sheet that any business runs at the end of the day. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think even if you'll show your children how to do this, it's a great life skill, because sometimes people have trouble getting rid of things. They're not seeing the logic in it. And if you can teach your children, like I know Christmas is coming up. I used to teach my children, okay, I know that you've asked for, this toy for Christmas, and, we're hoping Santa brings that to you, that type of thing.
Right.
But we're going to have to go through your toys that you have now, because this will be too many toys.
Wait a minute.
It's a good life skill.
Wait a minute. You're teaching entrepreneurism. How dare you?
Yeah, we really are. And I'll tell you, my kids were always motivated when the sale was coming up to get rid of their things, because they already knew in the back of their mind, oh, I want to buy, say, Pokemon cards. And so they would have to go through their collection and get rid of some before they brought more in, because that's just teaching them a good way of living, not to hoard everything, not to keep everything that you're not using. If it's not useful to you, let somebody else use it.
And that's the nice thing about it. You're teaching, everything from taking care of somebody else, that idea of donating to charity, giving to the church, that giving spirit, but also, mm-hmm. Decluttering their closet, their toy box, their wherever they keep their stuff.
Right, and taking care of their things. When a family knows that they're going to resell it Just Between Friends, they can invest in really nice things. I want a really good toy. I want a Melissa and Doug Allwood Made in America toy. I'm going to pay them money for that. My child's going to play with it for a year, and then they're going to learn that skill, and we're going to pass it on. But I'm now going to get back, 50% of its value that I paid for it.
Wow.
So it's worth buying really nice, well-built things.
after you bought that American Girl doll and matching outfit for the young lady. That's a good deal.
Yeah, it is, because children's things are expensive. I mean, they're just like a small adult. I think we probably spend more on our children in the first 10 years than we do ourselves. I know every year that's true, because you really have to redo your children's closet every 6 months, because they're growing and you don't have a choice to do that. And with clothing, shoes, all the accessories, all the sporting equipment, and the books, toys, and electronics, it's really expensive. And if a family, really, if you can come out, do this, make $400 and buy it then at the sales event, because you're already getting it a third off the original price at the sales event, your $400 for the average family is really going to stretch, because things that you buy at our sale, if you re-spend that $400, you're going to be, that would have been a $1,200 receipt at the mall.
Oh, yeah, easily. Based on your sales numbers, and you've been doing this long enough, I feel you've got a good handle on what people are going to make and what kind of things they've sold. But, you know, the strollers that you don't need, the toys, the cribs.
All the baby equipment.
Yeah. I've got a 7-month-old granddaughter, and sooner or later, my son and daughter-in-law are going to have to do something with it. I don't know if you've got connections in the Peoria, Illinois or not, but they're going to have to do something. So, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because families, I want them to be able to stay in their homes. You don't need to keep getting bigger homes. You need to clean out what you have and be able to live, you know, in the means that you have. And I think just Between Friends is a way to do that. I love it when I see my moms at my church, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, her outfit is so cute with her bow and her shoes and her matching tights. And they're like, oh, we got this at Just Between Friends. And then they'll tell me the price. They'll be so excited. And then their husband's excited, you know, because he's like, I'm saving this money. I have a suspicion that we have families, I've talked to one specifically, that have actually been able to have another child because they knew they had Just Between Friends to be able to grab all those things that they need and not break the family bank.
Wow. Did you ever think 19 years ago or 20 years ago, whatever it was, that when you started this thing in your living room, that it was going to grow to these proportions?
No. I take it one day at a time. I lay it in God's hands, and we keep going, because I think it just serves such a great need for our family. If you are a family that has the means and you can buy those really nice things, great, be a consigner. If you're a family that doesn't have those means, you are having to stretch everywhere possible, then great, come and shop.
Well, and that's
because
it.
Because it's for everyone.
And just the shopping experience for, you know, I don't care, now you've got the 5 and 6-year-old or the 5, 7, and 9-year-old, and you're trying to shop for them and get rid of the stuff that they sold when they were, you know, 4, 6, and 8 or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, the shopping is such a bonus for parents in one building over the course of a week, August 21st through 27th. You can come, be ready with a list and your budget, and under one roof, you can get, you know, 75% of the items that they are going to need for the next 6 months. So if you can really do it right, you know, it may take you 4 hours of shopping, but that's not four hours spread across, you know, weeks, trying to gather all these things and trying to find each sale at each location, each store, each with the coupon, you know, with those types of things. It just makes it really convenient for a family to go, okay, we're selling things. We've got about $400. Let's go spend it in one day. Let's clothe all our kids, and then we can get on with our lives. I mean, we don't have to spend it shopping all the time.
That is just a tremendous idea, and I think you're building families along the way. This is such a great idea.
Yes.
And Expo Square, I mean, it's easy to get to, right?
So easy. The middle of town. It's just off 21st Street between Yale and Harvard.
And
we will be there for a week. And so August 21st, it's a Sunday. We open at noon to 7. And it's $10 to get in that day. But if you go to our website and sign up to get an account, the system will send you a free admission coupon. So that's really easy. The rest of the days are free. So Monday through Saturday, totally free. Thursday and Friday, Thursday starts our discount day. So we go 25% off, and then we go half price on Saturday. on any item without a star on its tag.
Now, and most garage sales, I mean, I'm sorry, when people set things up in their front yard or backyard or garage, you know, they can't take plastic. You know, so this is something that I think is also, because you do cash and checks and debit cards and all the other stuff, right?
Yeah, a lot of my consigners like to put it on a credit card because they're going to get their check from the sales event before that credit card statement is due. Mm-hmm. They can pay off that credit card before the month is even over. And so that's really easy to do. We take every type of payment. I can't think of a payment we don't take.
Well, and I guess the next best thing is barter, and you're kind of almost there anyway because you can go buy and sell at the same time.
It really is. Shop, sell, save. We say that's very smart.
It is. It is very smart. Find your shopping time, shop and save, check out, and you're on your way with more space in your closet and maybe some new stuff.
Yes.
Well, Davin,
we love it.
Yeah, this is really neat. Again, I don't think you've mentioned the website. How do people start with all this stuff?
Okay, easy. Tulsa.jbfsale.com. JBF, just between friends, sale.com. And yeah, they still have plenty of time. I mean, we don't start our drop-off, our intake of clothing, until Wednesday, August 17th. So you really could do this, you know, on a Saturday.
Well, yeah.
You know, you really could sit down, kids, bring me things you don't want, go through it, bag it, you know, get it ready, hang it, and then somebody sits down at the computer. We like to do it in teams. Somebody sits down at the computer, the other person says the brand and the size, and the other person's typing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you print it out another time and put the tags on.
That's it. I mean, it's make a family affair out of the whole deal. You the kids bring you the stuff. You launder it as appropriate if necessary. And then type in some of it Saturday night, do a little bit more Sunday afternoon, print it out Sunday night, and you're done.
Yes. Really easy. And it's too hot, really, to do anything else.
Oh, yeah.
So you're making money as you go along. And I love it. The intrinsic value of getting the children's rooms cleaned up. It's really powerful for the household.
Well, and you make it fun for the kids, or you sure can anyway, you know, that because they can see the value of money for their stuff.
Yes, and you can say, write down one thing that you've been looking for. And they can, you know, it can be something they want at a store or at the sales event. One thing. Now, you bring me things, and we're going to add up those things until it comes to the cost of what you want to buy. It's a huge life lesson. I mean, it'll do your kids well the rest of their lives.
Why? Suggest that to Dave Ramsey. He can probably nationalize that thing for you.
Yes.
Well, Davin, thank you so much for your time this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to have a little bit of fun talking to you and accusing you of teaching entrepreneurism and all that stuff. This is fun. It's the fall and winter sales event, again, the 21st through the 27th of this month. Plenty of time for you to sign up. And I think there's a VIP pre-sale on the 20th. Am I right on that
one? There is. There is at the website. You can buy tickets for that.
Okay. $20 for the tickets. But again, for day number one, $10 admission unless you sign up on the web.
That's right.
Davin, thank you so much. You bet. Have a great time. And let's do this again next sale, okay?
Let's do.
Okay, thank you very much. Davin Tackett with us this morning, and again, Just Between Friends Tulsa. It's a consignment sale. You can buy, sell, save, and earn some money in the process. AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
It's something you really can't describe.